Well, welcome to another edition of Sponsors Spotlight right here on 99.5 KKLA. Jim Governale here with you, and it's always a pleasure, an honor, a privilege to bring forth our favorite clients for Sponsors Spotlight. And this particular client, boy, it's a lot of fun getting to know him. He's been working with KKLA for a number of years, but I'm finally getting the chance to spend a little time with him, and it is a joy. It is the author of Knowing the Economy of God, Tom Meglia, who has been a chartered financial consultant for a number of years. Tom, welcome to Sponsor Spotlight.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing great. We're kind of catching up. We're both Dodger nuts. And we're hoping for a turnaround of this year's team, but there's a lot of fun history with the Dodgers in L.A.
Absolutely. And I believe in miracles, but the Dodgers kind of do need one right now. They're not doing as well as we would hope, to say the least.
Well, they're not the worst team in baseball, so.
Good. Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, you better believe it. Well, Tom, we're going to talk about what you specialize in, and that's financial counseling. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Tell us, Tom, why did you get into financial counseling? What do you hope to accomplish with those that you work with?
Jim, 32 years ago, that's a long time. I feel so old, you know. I'm 55, so that was, when I was 22. The Lord led me into finance. The Lord led me into a knowledge of His Word, the Bible, when I became a Christian. And I learned that over 2,000 verses in the Bible pertain to finance. Mm. Can you imagine? So many different topics the Bible talks about. That intrigued me. I wanted to know God's Word. I wanted to understand it. And I wanted to help others get to know God's Word in the area of finances, one of the most important subjects that we have as people in living in this day and age and living on earth, not being of the world, but living inside the world, having to deal with financial issues all the time. We deal with those every single day in some way, don't we? So in dealing with money, the question is how? And the answer is to do what God wants us to do. Since Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, I want to make sure I do the things that God would want me to do with what belongs to Him. So I want to help people understand that and get freedom and peace, Jim, in their finances and to attain their goals that they may feel like God has for them. So there's spiritual issues and spiritual grounding for every financial topic that we could bring up today. We could talk all day long out in the courtyard and have coffee, and we would get on to every financial subject, Jim. Stocks, investing, leaving wills and estates for our children, insurance, taxes, paying off debt. All of that is related to Scripture, and that's the foundation for the wisdom God gives us. So, you know what, Jim? You might be thinking, well, Tom, what is your advice? It's not my advice. Mm-hmm. It's God's Word that is the advice. Hmm. I'm just a miner. I go into the cave and the gold mine and mine God's golden nuggets, God's wisdom, God's thinking. And I try to change my life with that and help coach others. And that in turn gives people freedom and joy, as opposed to what the world says about money, which is a completely different thing. The world says money is your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Having money is your security. Well, those things are lies. And so I'm trying to help people, and that's what I enjoy doing because I love people. And 32 years of this, Jim, right. I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. Right. You know, it's amazing. 32 years. You're probably thinking, well, you look older than that, so, but that's okay.
Well, I can well imagine, you know, in 32 years, you've really seen it all in the sense that you've seen a robust economy.
Right.
Things looking good.
Right.
Things obviously not looking so good and folks discouraged. You came to the point where you wrote a book about it.
Exactly.
Tell us about that book.
It's called Knowing the Economy of God, because what could be better than knowing God's economy? And to know God's economy, we have to know Jesus and we have to know what He says and what the Scriptures say. Finances are talked about, Jim, more than any other single subject in the Bible. More than heaven, more than hell. Mm. Money is the number one most discussed subject of any single topic. That means it's important to God. That means God wants it to be important to us. I'll give you an example. Somebody who thinks, well, when I get to be a millionaire, and I hear this all the time, I'll feel really good about myself. Why? Does that mean you don't feel good about yourself now? Mm. Does that mean your self-esteem is in what you accomplish? Does that mean your self-worth is in what is on your balance sheet or your 401k statement or your Roth IRA statement? No, that can't work because that's false. That doesn't make sense. Why? Well, first of all, when we die, we don't take it with us.
Yeah.
So what happens there? On judgment day before God, he doesn't say, tell me your net worth statement. Show me your 401k, because as you did on earth and accumulate assets and real estate and stocks, what does that have to do with eternity? So we want people to think about these things, Jim, and figure out why are they doing the things that they're doing with money. That's the key. And that book, Knowing the Economy of God, will help people realize and reveal to people why are they doing the things that they're doing and the reasons behind what they do every day regarding finances.
And I can well imagine, boy, you can tell an awful lot about where a person's priorities are when you look through maybe their bank registry book.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You see where the different checks go, and boy, you sure eat at fast food a lot.
or the Visa statement, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the American Express, the Visa statement,
right,
the checkbook, or the computer online bill paying thing that some people have.
Right.
It shows what people are doing, and that can bring up green flags. Good for you. You're doing the right thing.
Right.
Keep doing it. Or the red flag. Something's wrong. You're in debt. Why do you owe so much money on credit cards? Where did all this debt come from? Was it medical illness? Were you out of a job? Or did you just buy because you were hurting? You wanted to medicate yourself and say, you know what? A new dress, a new suit, a new set of golf clubs. I feel better about myself. Look at this new thing I bought. Trouble is that can't heal or give us what it can't give us. It can't medicate. It doesn't work.
Very well said. You know, Tom, in these very challenging and uncertain economic times, which obviously we're living in right now, how does God's approach to financial management and investment help people make the right financial decisions and investments?
Well, first of all, this economy, Jim, is so up and down, hot and cold. One day the unemployment report comes out and the unemployment is terrible. Then the next day the unemployment comes out, the report, and it says, well, unemployment's not so bad. Then you hear from one media station, unemployment is this rate and so on and so on. Everything that comes out in the economy, the numbers for inflation, the numbers for oil and gas, how much does gas cost, and oil per barrel, what's the price of oil per barrel, how come that went up, and what's going on in the Middle East? All these things and more affect stock markets, financial markets, both globally and in the U.S. So these are uncertain and really challenging economic times. It's hard for the average person to keep up with them. They're kind of paddling in the ocean, Jim, without a rudder or without an oar because they don't have a coach. And so what I'm trying to do is coach. I'm trying to advise. I'm trying to help people understand, what do all these things mean? And how do you make sense of everything? So I'm trying to help people make sense of everything in light of their situation and a situation in their jobs, which those jobs go up and down. Sometimes people get laid off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Tom, I just got laid off. I got hired. My situation's up and down with the place I used to work at. They're giving me a buyout package. They're trying to get rid of me, but give me a nice golden parachute as I leave the door. So many things. So I think what God's trying to do is say, look, the book of Proverbs says up one side and down the other, Jim, seek wise counsel. Get help.
Right.
Okay. When we have medical problems, we have to go to the right doctors. I'm trying to be the right financial coach to help people with their decisions, with what's going on out there. They need help. So when God says, look, you know, you come to me, Jesus said, come to me, all those who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that is absolutely true. One of the ways I believe God helps us, me included, Jim, is when we're in trouble or hurting or don't understand something, he gives us counselors. I'm the kind of counselor that fits people that trust God and believe in his word and want to do that first, as opposed to what makes a person the most money or how they're going to get wealthy fast. That's not my kind of thing. It's not even right. So if that's what someone wants, they can go find those so-called counselors that will help them get to that point. Right. I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to hash it out. Let's work through it. Let's bring up your past issues. Did you have trauma, financial trauma in your background? Did your parents raise you in a home where money meant security? Let's work through these things. And that's what I want to do.
Well, the service you provide is of utmost importance, especially nowadays. That is for sure.
What are you trying to achieve? What are your goals? Mm-hmm. Do you want to retire? Do you want to send your kids to college someday? Hey, Jim, what are you going to do? Okay, you've got kids. How are you going to send them to college? Are you planning now? Are you thinking about it? Or are you like, uh-oh, well, one is this age and that age, and I'll just deal with it when it happens.
Right.
You know, that's what a lot of people do, Jim. They think, well, you know, I'm young. When I'm 65, I'll figure out retirement then. My kids are young. I don't know how we'll send them to college. I got a better idea. Why not plan? Why not sit down and start planning now? Why not? What's the worst that can happen? Will you get discouraged? Maybe not. In fact, you might get encouraged by thinking, hey, you know what? I've got a plan. I got a really cool plan for my kids to go to college. I never thought about this. Let's work it. Bible says to plan.
I can only imagine. Yeah, with lots of folks, it's probably an issue of just making sure I get this docket of bills paid for this month. They're not so much thinking 5-10 years down the road, but I know exactly what you're talking about, the importance of getting that done. Well, Tom Meglia from Meglia Financial, thank you so much for this information. I want to quickly give out his phone number and info because I know we've got listeners listening right now who want to get in touch. 800-383-3700 is the phone number you can call to reach Tom and his staff. 800-383-3700 or visit his website. Browse around at theeconomyofgod.com. Theeconomyofgod.com. And one more time, 800-383-3700. Make that call and reach out to Tom Meglia. You'll be glad you did. Thanks, Tom, for your time.
Thank you, Jim. Let's plan.
Let's do it. That wraps up this edition of Sponsor Spotlight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day.